This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 906, How to Intensify Your Statements with One Key Word.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Today, find out how natives use the word that to intensify what they're saying. Do you want to get the inside scoop on how you can do it too? Find out today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how are you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I am excited to be recording because things are so busy, but recording is kind of like relaxing for me. It's like a break from the busyness. It's great.
It's the zen.
Yeah, things are busy but exciting over here. You know, Michelle, we have a bunch of people who have signed up already for the Urban Immersion Adventure in New York and Boston this summer, but we still have some room left. Are you excited for this summer, Michelle?
Oh, of course. Well, I loved Boston last summer. It was so much fun, but now I'm so excited to be a part of the New York one.
Oh, it's going to be so cool. Some of the students that we've interviewed this week are so excited to see New York as a local, you know? So if that's part of what you guys want to do and you want to go through this transformation of confidence, see it from a local perspective and speak with natives, it's pretty awesome. Go to allearsenglish.com/immersion and sign up. Apply today because it's March. It's time to start planning for summer, right, Michelle?
Oh, Paul, I like the idea of that. That sounds nice. Yesterday it was. Did you guys have a bad day in Boston yesterday?
We had a tough day. Even now I look outside, the sun's out, but like there's ice all over the roads and it's just, winter.
Yeah. So I like this idea. Let's keep looking towards the summer. So very excited.
Yeah. I think March, it's like personally is the hardest month for me because it's like winter isn't gone yet, but you feel like it should be. You know?
And like, I feel like it's starting to take, I don't know, I guess this could be climate change. It's taking like longer and longer to get to, to actual good weather. Like, I feel like March used to be kind of the month where it started to get a little nicer and now it's not. Mm. Now it's like April and sometimes like end of April, I feel.
I know, it's true. I remember when I was a kid, we played tennis. I was on the tennis team. Sometimes it would snow in like early May and our tennis practice would be all messed
up. Oh, really?
We'd have to go to the gym. Wow. Yeah, it was horrible. Anyways, but eventually we know the snow will clear up, like maybe by July.
I hope by July.
By the time our students are here in New York with us, right? And I've warned our listeners, our students who have signed up already, it's going to be hot at the end of July in New York, right?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be hot, but it's okay. It's okay. You know, you can buy one of those fans that you carry around with.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's going to be an intense but fun weekend. So let's go into a quick role play where we're going to incorporate what we're going to teach our listeners here into our role play. Let's do it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So speaking of the urban adventure, Michelle, where should we take our listeners in New York during this program this summer?
Well, Chelsea Market isn't that interesting anymore, and the High Line can get crowded. Oh, I know. We'll take them to this little cafe I know in the West Village.
Ooh, are you sure it won't be too crowded?
Nah, I don't think it will be that crowded.
Ooh, I love how you said that. I don't think it'll be that crowded. Right? So what is
Thank
this?
You.
Yeah, it's so natural. I'm excited today because we are teaching something that's so natural. I've never thought about this use of this word, but it's just very native, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a good way to kind of like emphasize things.
Yeah. So what is that word then, Michelle, that we're teaching? What are we teaching today?
That.
That.
It sounds funny. It's such a simple word, but
what is that word?
It's there's so much you can do with it, guys.
There's so much you can do with it. Exactly. And but we're teaching it in a specific context today, right? And what is that context?
Well, we are emphasizing intensity.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And before we go into this, guys, I want to remind you really quick, grab the transcripts for today. If you subscribe, you do save 50% on the price. So go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. So Michelle, this came in from a question from a listener. I think it was a very smart and observant question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I like this. So should I read it?
Sure. Could you do that for us? Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Hi, Lindsay and Michelle. More than 3 years has passed since I started to listen to your great podcast.
That's awesome.
Time, I know. That's amazing. At that time, the episode number was 200-something, but now the episode 1,000 is coming closer, which is so amazing. Thank you so much.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you listening. And yeah, I know. I can't believe how close 1,000 is, right, Lindsay?
I know. I know. That's around the time that you came on, Michelle, around 200, right?
Is that right? Yeah. Oh,
I think so. Yeah.
We've done a lot of talking. Anyway.
We have.
Okay, here we go. Today I have a question, as always. What's the difference between it's not easy and it's not that easy? I often hear it's not that plus adjective expressions, and I want to add these phrases to my vocabulary. Your nice, hearty voices and wonderful conversations always encourage me. I really appreciate all of your work. I love you guys. Thank you, Eriko. Thank you so awesome. Much. That is such a nice yeah. message. Thank you.
Oh, and Eriko has had good questions over the years. I recognize her name, and thank you, Eriko, for this great question. This is awesome. So cool.
Yeah. Thank
wow.
you.
3 years listening. Amazing. We should give our listeners like badges for how long they've been listening.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
That's so cool. So let's take a look, Michelle. I mean, Eriko is asking about this very natural skill, right? So let's mm-hmm. go into it. I mean, what do we okay. need to know here?
Okay. Well, you know, it's important to know that, you know, that this is very natural. And here we're using that as an adverb to mean so or very,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like, for example, it's not that easy to learn to do karate when you're over the age of 60. Or what else, Lindsay?
Or another one would be the restaurant wasn't that good, right? It's like maybe I was expecting it to be better and I would say, oh, it wasn't that good, right? It wasn't as good as I expected.
Oh, and then there's this. So Lindsay, I mean, do you think we use it only when we're making a negative statement?
I think most of the time we do. What do you think?
I think most of the time as well. The only time I'm thinking of is like, I went back 5 times to that pizza place, Lindsay. And if you're like, oh my gosh, was it that good? And I'd be like, yeah, it was that good. Like I couldn't stop eating it.
Yeah, it was that good. Yeah. So it's usually in the negative, but there are cases when it could be used in the positive or in the question format, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I love that.
For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
And let's go back to Eriko's question directly. So she said, what's the difference between it's not that easy and it's not easy? right? So I think it depends on the context, right?
Yeah.
Right. So this could mean a few different things, right? We could be using that in this case to mean so or very, like we've just talked about, or it could be referring to something else, right? For example, let's do a quick role play.
All right. I can't make it on Saturday to the party.
Oh, just hire a babysitter and come out.
Oh, it's not that easy.
Okay, so in my mind, that's different from saying it's not that crowded, right? That's not so much about the intensity. That's about referring to the fact that the babysitter, right? The idea is just not that easy. It's not as easy as hiring a babysitter and coming out.
Right. Yeah, this is interesting. This is definitely all about context, right? So,
yeah.
Like if my friend, if let's say you were taking, let's say you decided you wanted to learn how to crochet.
Yeah.
and you already, and I was like, Lindsay, like, it's so, crocheting, it's a really easy thing to do. And you're like, oh, well, then do you think that I'll be able to like start a store and start selling my stuff like next week? And I could be like, well, it's not that easy.
Right. That's a good example. But
I don't know where that came up in my head. That was.
are you thinking about taking up crocheting?
No, actually, I did see it. I know why, because I saw at the library that they're doing like crochet classes. So maybe that stuff is always hard for me, though, because I'm a lefty.
Oh, you are? Oh, I didn't realize that. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So
explains a lot, doesn't it?
Crocheting is kind of like hipster now, I think. There's like a whole subculture of crocheting that's kind of hipster. Did you know that?
Yeah. No, I used to try to do it actually, but I haven't in a while. Anyway, sorry.
Interesting. but that's a good example, right? And now I've just forgotten your example.
it's not that easy.
Not that easy. That's intensity. Right.
Yeah.
Whereas this other example is referring to the idea of hiring the babysitter. It's not that easy. It's not as easy as hiring a babysitter and coming out. So there's a subtle difference as to what that actually means, guys. And this is going to be a case where you're going to want the transcripts to go back and comb through this episode to really make sure you understand, guys. All right. So go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. But let's focus today, Michelle, on intensity, using that to mean intensity. Okay. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good. I just want to point out one thing. You might be able to tell the difference if somebody says it like this, like, it's not that easy, rather than it's not that easy, right?
Yeah.
So the babysitter one, like the stress is more towards like, it's not that easy, right?
Yeah, okay. I love that. Really good point.
Just a little way you might be able to, you know, understand.
So you're saying that when we are focusing on intensity, we're going to put more stress on that, right? It's not that easy.
Yes. Okay. Right, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's I love it. Or it's not that crowded, right? We should go to the High Line. It's not that crowded, right?
Right.
Okay, I love it. So let's do a role play to make this. If you guys aren't getting it yet, don't worry, don't panic. Just listen to the role play today. We'll try to make it more clear for you, okay?
Great.
So in this case, let's do it, Michelle. So I'll be A and you can be B.
All right, I felt like B today.
You did?
I woke up and I knew it was a B-day.
It was a B-day. All right, then we'll go with that. So,
okay.
Hey, you went to that concert that you were super excited about, right? How was it?
It wasn't that good. It kind of a disappointment, actually.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that. I figured it would be good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Beastie Boys just aren't that good anymore.
I thought that was funny that you went to a Beastie Boys concert, because I would never imagine you going to a Beastie Boys.
I remember some of their songs.
Yeah, so guys, my brother.
Oh, wait, sorry, what?
No, I was going to say my brother used to listen to the Beastie Boys a lot. That's all.
Yeah, I just remember Intergalactic Planetary, that one. You remember
Horrible. Yeah. So what were you going to say? Go ahead.
No, just that I feel like I kind of broke my own rule about where the stress is, because... Mm. It's kind of tricky if you think about it. I don't want to confuse the whole thing, but you know, just like, I think that our advice is always is to listen to how people use it. So it can be kind of tricky, like, oh, where are you going to put the stress? But so for example, when I say, oh, it wasn't that good, like I might say it a little bit differently, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a little bit nuanced, guys, but I think, you know, listen to what other people are saying and how they stress it, right? Because there are, as always, there's always a million different ways to do something.
Yeah, exactly. And it's about understanding the context, right? When we get into trouble is when we try to take like single words or single phrases and try to figure out what they mean.
Yeah.
But that we never do that. That's not connection. Connection is, what is the context here? The context is that you went to a concert that you were excited about. And in the end, it wasn't that good. Like, it wasn't that good. It wasn't as good as you had expected, right?
Yeah.
Intensifier, right? So that's the point. That's the point in the end. It's about, right, you know, matching the context, looking at the context and understanding what are we really talking about, guys?
Right, right. Exactly. So here, if you say they aren't that good anymore, or they aren't that, you know, there are different ways to do it. But yeah, I agree. Focus on the situation.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So what's the takeaway today?
Well, using that in the right part of, do we want to go through the role play?
Oh, we could. Yeah, we could do it. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, because we used it twice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I said, you said, or I said, it wasn't that good. Okay. Yeah.
So another way of saying that is just saying, oh, it wasn't very good. It wasn't so good, right? It really wasn't good, right? That's really what you're saying.
Right, right, right. And then again, yeah, it wasn't that, they aren't that good anymore. So there we go.
Mm-hmm. That's all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the last one. We used it again. So yeah, unfortunately, the Beastie Boys just aren't that good anymore, right? Another way of saying that is they aren't very good anymore. So this is really just another way to say very or so, as we said in the beginning, guys. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So yeah, and as we said, pay attention to the tone of voice, right? That can be a clue as to what that is doing, right? But, you know, I think the most important thing is that this is such a good question by our listener. Like, this is such, like, it's a really good question about natural English, something our listener heard out in conversations. Yep. And, you know, we want to encourage you guys to always be listening in this way.
Mm-hmm. I love it when our listeners take something that's just super native and super natural, because that means that they've been paying a lot of attention to natural English. So good question from Eriko. As Michelle said, pay attention to the tone of voice, just to wrap it up today, guys. And yeah, I mean, keep your awesome questions coming at us, right? Come to us with your good natural native questions and we will answer them all day long.
Love it. All right. Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
So cool. And guys, go get the transcripts for today, because this could be a little bit confusing if you're doing it without the transcripts. There are hundreds of people that are getting these transcripts every week, so you should join the list too. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Okay.
Awesome.
And we are out of here for now.
Yeah, all right. Bye, Lindsay.
Okay, bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.